You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's National Donut Day. Mm-hmm. There's two ways to spell it, of course, D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T and D-O-N-U-T. I plan on celebrating by eating one of each is what I'm going to do. And you know how I spell donut? Y-U-M-M-Y. Yummy. Mm. I don't know if it's okay for a grown man to say yummy, but I just did. And donuts... does everybody agree they like them here? Some people don't like donuts. They prefer some other sweet.
No. Too much.
Original. I don't like them. I love them.
You do love them?
I do love donuts.
I like the original glazed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my fave.
That's my favorite.
But I will go for like a Boston cream sometimes.
I'll eat anything that they give me.
Right.
But if I'm buying.
Yeah. So, 56% of us have brought donuts to work before. And a lot of people will actually do that. They'll bring work, because they want to make buddies at the workplace, so they'll bring some donuts.
You know what I did one year for New Year's? I had four parties to go to.
Yeah?
I stopped by Krispy Kreme. They were hot now. I had a cooler in the back of my car. I bought four dozen.
Uh-huh.
And I visited each party and came in with a dozen. Everybody loved me for New Year's.
That's a great idea.
That's what they say.
And they stayed warmed in the cooler.
Just over half of us think more highly of coworkers who bring in free donuts.
Heck yeah.
So if you're bringing donuts to anybody, they think higher of you.
What's a dozen donuts cost now?
Around $13, maybe.
They're up there. A donut, man.
They're up there.
I mean, they're worth it, but that's a lot to be given to other people.
So is everyone going to pass on the sausage and biscuits I brought this morning?
No, I'll eat some of that.
Okay. Yeah. It's turkey sausage, too.
But we did have a sales rep that sent an email that he's got zucchini down in the break room for all the employees.
I bet he still has it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hadn't looked.
So here's a funny bit for you. My friend did this. She took in, in a donut box for April Fool's Day. She brought the donut box in, and all these ladies were just gravitating to it. And they opened it up, and it was a bunch of vegetables.
I've seen that for April Fool's.
That's what it was.
That's not going to make you well loved.
No. Yeah. 22% of people think that donuts are the best food to post on social media. Pizza is next to post that. And then ice cream comes in third when it comes to foods that you like to post. Donuts can look good, though. I mean, you put them, you stack them just right. You got to stack one on top of the other. It's donut placement's what I call that.
I've never thought about what food I thought I should put on social media.
Really? You just snap and go?
I mean, the only thing I snap is whatever I'm eating. I don't go out looking for subjects to take pictures of.
I like looking at, especially if I'm looking at a restaurant, I'll look at reviews. I want to see pictures. But make sure you're taking your pictures where I can see the food and you hadn't taken 15 bites out of it with one.
I think this is just people taking pictures of their food. And especially if it's an unusual donut, because they've got, the sprinkle donuts and the frosted donuts, but then they got those maple bacon donuts and stuff like that. Or they'll put Fruity Pebbles on the donuts, and it looks so pretty.
You get a close-up on that little chunk of bacon on top of that maple donut.
You know, 12% of people say they don't like the people that bring in the donuts to the office when they are on a diet because they're so tempted by the donuts. And you can't say no, really, to the donuts.
Right.
Mm-mm. I got diabetes, and I still say yes to donuts.
I got to say the Krispy Kreme dozen is $14.99 now.
Wow, they've gone up since I last bought them. I usually just take them free ones when people bring them in.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like a smoker. You know the smokers that don't buy the cigarettes, but they bum them off everyone?
Let me smoke that donut right there if you don't mind. Let me just snort the powdered sugar off the top of it.
All right, you're getting a whole different set of drugs.
Let me lick it. All right, 51% say they like when coworkers bring in donuts, and then 47% said they don't care either way.
Wow.
If someone brings in donuts or not.
You should see a psychiatrist. You might be a sociopath.
And some fun facts about donuts. People who only eat them for breakfast are closed-minded folks.
It's not just a breakfast food. Come on, people.
It's a dessert. It can be for anything.
Another fun fact, donuts from convenience stores can make great doorstops sometimes. because they've been there some. And you know what? I will say, what's those little rolls of 6 or 12 donuts? They're little powdered sugar donuts.
They're like Little Debbie's packs.
Munchkins.
But yeah,
I think
yeah.
they're called Munchkins at Dunkin'.
Listen, they are stale or they're like hard, but I still like the way they taste. Like, you know, a fresh donut, when you bite into it, it kind of just melts there. Those don't melt.
You're talking about the donut holes?
No, he's talking about the little pack of 6 powdered sugar or chocolate-covered
yeah. donuts. Oh, that's been in the convenience yes. store for a while. I yeah. still want those.
Well, that's the thing. Look at the date on them, because when they're fresh, they're great.
They're messy.
Yeah, they
well,
are.
I guess every one of them.
Have you ever had a QT donut?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Mm, so they are very
I haven't.
Good. They're, you got to go get one.
I'm going to.
And they're half price after 3 o'clock.
Well, that's because they're not as good anymore.
No, they are.
Really?
Because I always go after 3 o'clock to get them.
Well, today they might have a special. I know Dunkin' and Krispy Kreme are giving you free donuts.
Yeah. So take advantage of that. And last little fun fact here for you. Most southern states, they say donuts are classified as a vegetable. Just in the South.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, you know what? Honestly, I saw something. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but they were talking about the keto donuts in case you want to eat a healthy donut.
No.
Let's listen up. I haven't heard everything.
June 6th is National Donut Day. Celebrate with this guilt-free keto donut recipe. Just mix almond flour, monk fruit sweetener, chia seeds, coconut oil, and the crushing weight of your sadness. Stir until smooth. Then, and this part's important, scoop that nonsense straight into the trash. Now go treat yourself to a real donut with frosting. And maybe sprinkles, because you deserve it. This message from your taste buds and everyone who loves joy.
So go celebrate with a donut today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, I bet you if I asked you who the most beloved person in America was, we could probably get a consensus that if she's not the one, she's in the top 5, and that's Dolly Parton.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
There just aren't many people who don't like Dolly Parton.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, she deserves it. She seems like such a genuine, all-around good person. And I learned something about her today that makes me even feel more closely bonded to Dolly Parton.
That Dollywood was the theme park in the country, the number one theme park in the country?
No, that's not it at all.
Okay, that happened.
This is something that's actually more personal, I think, and I think a lot of us will be able to bond with this.
Okay.
Dolly Parton has announced that she craves a certain food every single day. She has to have this food every day.
Okay.
That food is the greatest vegetable of all time, the potato.
Really?
You think about a potato, it almost doesn't even seem like a vegetable. It is so good in so many different ways.
True.
Baked, mashed, french fries, hash browns, the greatly underrated potato
scattered,
serving.
Smothered, covered in chunks.
There's just so many ways to enjoy a good potato.
Give me starch, y'all.
Give me starch or give me death, or probably both. But she basically said that she eats potatoes every day. She says, I don't need glamorous food. I just look for good, hearty food.
That's it.
And that is what I think you just bond with someone like that, because they're so real and genuine and they feel like they're like you, you know?
The greatest stories is when you see those old ladies that they live to be 102 and they eat bacon and all that and drink a shot of whiskey
That's
every
right.
day.
Smoking their cigarettes unfiltered.
That's great.
Good to go.
You're giving me a goal. Thank you, Granny.
Well, it turns out Dolly has a cookbook with her sister that's out right now, and she's doing frozen meals.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either, and I would like to try them because right now, Marie Callender is my favorite frozen meal if I have to do that. And it's hit or miss. It depends on what you get. Yeah. I tried the chicken pot pie the other day, Cato, and I had a bad experience with
it. Yeah, the big one or a small one? I'd get the big one.
It said large.
That's the only Marie Callender I eat. I've tried others, other things like the shepherd's pie. It was awful.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't have a good experience. But no, I have had some things like the turkey and dressing and all that that's not bad. So,
I can't do turkey and dressing frozen. There's so many good turkey and dressing places around here.
Yeah, but you can't make them in 5 minutes.
No, but
now,
you can get there in five.
Does her calendar come out every year at the first of the year?
Who?
Marie's?
Oh, I'm talking about Dolly Parton.
No, I was talking about Marie. I'm like, so I thought it was like a calendar of like foods that they send.
That would be nice.
Really would.
Well, have you tried her cake mix and her icing mix?
No, I don't want anything I have to prepare. Mm.
But I have tried Sara Lee's.
I just do the frozen things.
Yeah.
And Dunkin's. Duncan Hines.
What about Betty?
Betty Crocker's, too. Wow.
I definitely want to check out Dolly's Frozen Meals. Maybe they'll be better. I'm doubtful. Frozen meals just aren't usually great, true. But it's worth a try. But at least I know they'll probably have potatoes in each one.
You're right.
And that's something that does cook well from frozen is potatoes. But I've actually been inspired by this story today. I haven't had hash browns in a while. Oh, I'm going to have them this weekend.
Yes.
And what's so great about potatoes, they can be stored just about any way you want. Like, for example, I used to buy the hash browns. They're called Simply Potatoes or something like that.
Mm-hmm, they're good.
They're good. But I found out you can buy those freeze-dried potato hash browns in a big milk carton. They taste great.
I know, but you have to prepare those,
no,
Tom.
No, you just put water in the pan and heat them up.
No.
There's no real
Simply
preparation.
Potatoes.
Well, honestly, it's not that hard just to cook fresh potatoes.
For hash browns, it's kind of a lot.
Or a chicken pot pie. Do you know how simple that is? I'll make it. I'll bring it in. Okay. I'll make a chicken pot pie.
We got Stacy Bartrow instead of Marie Callender here.
Yeah. Or a shepherd's pie. I can do that.
I buy the Idahoan little pack of instant potatoes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They have loaded potatoes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it's good. I'm sorry. And
I don't want my potatoes in powder form.
It don't matter, man. They taste great.
I do not want that.
Lots of butter.
Well, Dolly Parton, she's got this country fried steak. I'm all about that.
I would try that.
I want to get that.
Okay, so you love this about Dolly, right?
I love that she loves potatoes.
Here's something I bet you don't like. No, this is a fun fact. She has somebody else do all of her social media. She doesn't do any of that. She does not like to do any.
Well, that's another thing we have in common.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, after years of debate, I guess the federal government's going to be banning those humorous highway safety signs and messages that we see that gives us so much joy when we travel on the interstate.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, the signs.
Don't drink and drive.
That's funny. Yeah.
Amber alert.
Yeah.
Those aren't funny.
No, it's not. I don't understand it either. Which ones are funny?
Well, I've got some examples right here. No, they say they distract the drivers.
So you're talking about those big signs that have the text messages like Kato was talking about.
Exactly, yes.
Well, exactly. Like, we should have just known that.
Well, because you didn't give me time to get there.
Sorry.
Well, these changeable messages signs are meant to display safety messages, transportation-related notices, and emergency alerts like the Amber Alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they go. You go underneath them.
I don't know if I've ever seen a funny one.
Really?
No.
Oh, man. Well, you need to travel more. You don't get out of the house.
I see the Amber Alert one.
There's not going to be one here on Woodruff Road.
There's one on 385 right by our house.
Yeah, okay. Right when you come out of downtown, too. And you know what the crazy thing is half the time I don't even read it.
I always read it.
I see something written up there, but I
Well, you I won't don't see it for much longer because they're getting rid of a lot of them after at the first of the year. So you won't be seeing some of these.
How will we know when Amber needs to be found?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that one's over by Amber's house.
Okay. So here are some of the most clever and funny, some of the funnier ones out there that are probably distracting people. Don't be a stinker. Use your blinker. You see?
Those are great.
Yeah, I know.
I don't find it as a distraction.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, but a lot of people do, apparently, and that's why they want to get rid of them.
I've seen get rid of the other cars. I find that to be a distraction.
You won't even need the blinker then.
No.
All right, here's one. Four eyes in Mississippi, two eyes on the road.
I guess that one's stupid.
In Mississippi.
Because that would just distract you while you try to figure it all out.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a puzzle. You're trying to count all the eyes in the word Mississippi above you while you're driving.
You guys are no fun.
That was stupid. The blinker was funny.
All right.
Mississippi is good. It reminds you how to spell Mississippi.
Not when you're driving.
Oh, come on. You know, you're looking at the radio, looking down, picking
really
up your phone,
don't.
Checking out the backseat.
I really don't.
He doesn't. Like,
your eyes are everywhere but on the road when you're driving.
Uh-uh.
I'll be honest. I'll call him, and he doesn't pick up, like, while he's driving.
And that's not even just because I'm avoiding him.
Yeah.
I don't like talking on the phone when I'm driving. Yeah. I'm concentrating on driving.
Yeah, you need to around here.
Here is one of the signs that says, Baby Yoda uses the Force but still needs a car seat. You know, if you've seen Baby Yoda, he's in that little car seat thing.
So cute, yeah.
Yes. So that you think that's a cute little sign?
I love them.
All right.
I'm afraid to ride around Stacy. She's busy reading signs.
Listen,
and trying to figure
I've only
them out.
Been in four accidents, and they haven't been my fault.
Four. All right. These are the funny, I guess, highway signs that they're going to be banning. Here's one. Turn signals, the original instant message. That's a good one right there, because people don't use their turn signals.
It says 75. Is that one in Georgia?
This is 15, whatever interstate.
Oh, 15. Yeah, I thought it 15. Said 75.
Yeah. So here's one that says 90 is the temperature, not the speed limit. I thought that's clever.
Yeah.
Because all these people are speeding right by you.
Now I'm looking at the temperature to see if they're correct.
Okay. Here's one. We'll be blunt. Don't drive high. So I guess people are getting stopped by because they've been smoking.
It's blunt is what it's called.
I know.
Okay.
We'll be blunt. What? Don't drive high.
Seriously, I've been driving down 385 and I smell that. I smell pot. When I'm driving down 385 with my windows open, I'm like, it's that truck over there.
All right. Oh, your windows are open. You're going.
And I'm like, is it pot?
Kayla's been driving down with them closed and smelled it before.
Okay. Is that kind of like when you're at a concert?
Yeah,
I saved the best one for last. I think you'll all agree on this one. So these are the funniest highway signs out there. Visiting in-laws, slow down, get there late. That was clever, but you won't see these signs after the first of the year.
I agree with Tom. I think they're a little distracting. Mm-hmm. I mean, all signs are stop, yield. They're all distracted. I don't look at any of them.
Ignore them all,
ignore
right?
Ignore them all.
I got you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have no idea what she's saying during most of that song.
Abracadabra, abracadabra.
No, that's not it.
Abracadabra, and the moon shines at night.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I have either. Something interesting here. I stumbled across this article, and it talks about one of the most primal parts of our brain that exist, and that is our sense of smell.
Yeah.
It is actually a part of our brain that processes smell goes back to our earliest development. Mm-hmm. And as a result, smells can be very strong and have a big influence on our emotions.
And dogs, too.
What?
When they smell, they're always sniffing.
You always bring up dogs.
Because they're sniffing all the time. You wonder, what if humans did that?
Okay. What I'd like to talk about is the smells that truly are the best smells in the world.
Fresh cut grass.
Okay, that is on the list,
is it?
But not at the top, no.
Oh, I don't like it.
Really?
Mm-mm.
He's a cheerleader.
Oh.
All right, freshly baked bread actually top of the list. I don't think that should be number one. It does smell good, but I don't think it should be number one.
Something else, bacon, not bread. But bread does smell good when you walk into a bread store.
Okay, after it rains, that smell.
I was going to say before it rains, when you can smell that the rain is coming.
Okay, that's also up there. That's on the list as
really?
Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cold mountain air is mentioned. Cookies fresh from the oven.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
chocolate
a very high-ranking one for me.
That's true. That's what they say, like the realtors and stuff say, bake cookies when people are coming to look at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one is something I got to experience in Florida, but the sea breeze, the smell of the ocean. Now, that can go against you if there's a red tide, but it does have a good smell when it's just that salty air.
Yeah,
I
fresh
don't like
salty.
It.
Fresh.
I
remember back in the day, you'd go to Myrtle Beach and it just smelled.
Got seaweed and all that junk and seagulls pooping on you, and you just
what?
Ain't. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with the smell. But they say also this is one we've all smelled at the mall before, cinnamon rolls. When you go by that Auntie Annie's and they got the cinnamon pretzels going.
I guess I'm more of a savory kind of smeller because I love a dank, moldy, dusty basement.
Okay.
Love it. I love that smell.
You're like, can I go down to your basement and just sniff for
and
a
I get in there.
Let me write that one down.
Oh, it smells so good.
That's not on the list.
There's some weird ones. Hey, listen, but people got those weird things they like. And that
gas.
One's, yeah, okay.
It might be dirt. I like the smell of dirt.
Do you really?
I guess.
Let me write that one down, too.
Like, she goes to Yankee Candle, and she's like, y'all got any dirt candles in here?
Okay. Or
maybe, you know, instead of potpourri, she just goes out in her backyard and digs up some dirt and puts it
Bark.
On, yeah, on the back seat of her toilet.
I put my head in a bag of charcoal so I can smell the gasoline off the coals.
Really? Are you serious? Are you
being,
this explains a lot about you.
I thought you were being silly.
Not gasoline. That's kerosene.
Well, kerosene, whatever it is, I love the smell of it. I open up that charcoal bag and I'm like,
just take those carcinogens in. Just breathe them in.
She's huffing charcoal.
Wow. Okay, that's going to make my next one sound pretty lame, but I thought this is another one realtors might agree on. It's the smell of vanilla.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a good, just a good calming smell. Clothes fresh out of the dryer.
Oh, yeah.
Leather, new car smell. Is that on there?
That's bad for you, though. They say all that fent whatever's in that car seat.
Like it's formaldehyde.
Yeah, that.
That's like, probably why I like it.
It ain't good for you. Yeah, exactly. It is not good.
A real Christmas tree.
Yes.
That's a good smell.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Lavender is mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Ugh,
fresh cut wood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We say lavender. She's like, no, that's gross. Give me the charcoal.
Yes. I cannot stand the
Your nose
lavender.
Is broken.
Yeah, it is.
Probably not just my nose.
On the wood, how about a big fire pit?
Yes. It was two down from there.
Oh, yeah.
Burning wood. Citrus was in between them.
Okay.
Citrus smells pretty good, especially the peels. Like if you run like a lemon peel down your garbage disposal, it'll make it smell good.
Every spray that you have for after going to the bathroom, citrus, everything. And most of it's orange.
Now, Stacy actually uses gasoline in her bathroom.
Actually, you know, if you do want to get rid of this smell really quickly, keep matches in your bathroom.
Right.
Because you light a match and the sulfur makes it disappear.
In your house, that's dangerous. All right.
That's too much information. It's really, Stacy. You need to stop.
Listen, I'm just full of tips today. I don't know.
Apple pie was mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
The moment before it rains, which is what you mentioned earlier, Stacy. Lilac.
Yeah.
You're getting a little perfumey. Mint and jasmine rounded out the top 20. Some that didn't get mentioned, I was surprised, was freshly ground coffee.
Oh, I like that.
When you go down the coffee aisle at the grocery store, freshly popped popcorn for some people.
It's good.
Bacon frying. That should be way up there.
While it's frying, but after you got that bacon grease that sits there for an hour, it smells like greasy nastiness.
Or the next day your house smells like cold bacon.
You can't get that smell out.
All right, and here's a couple for Stacy. At number 52 was gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Like Fresh good. Money was at 62.
Okay.
Permanent markers was at 66.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So those
shove those
are
right
some
up your nose.
That you like the bottom 100 or the 50.
Give me a Sharpie.
What about barbecue smoking on?
That's a good one. Any kind of cookout, like burgers.
Yes.
Oh, hot dog. I went to a concert by the lake at Furman yesterday. My daughter was playing saxophone in it. And someone had been making hot dogs. And the smell of the mustard and the hot dogs just smelled so good.
Yeah. You didn't even pay attention to the concert, did you?
What concert?
Yo.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.